birthday today, and I'm spending it with my best friends, me, myself, and you, all of you guys out there. And what are we gonna do? Whatever the heck we want, because this is our life, this is our day. Let's celebrate life, do things our way.
It's my birthday. Yes, it is. Hello. Happy birthday, Michael. Happy birthday to you. Yeah. So, this is a little special birthday episode. And on my birthday, and on your birthday, you should do whatever the heck you want. And stop doing all the things that you don't love. Find all those best tricks in your toolbox. All the best people and best foods and best activities. And do those. Zone in on those. And cut out all the rest, especially all the stuff you hate, the stuff that does not make you happy. We say happy birthday, but half the stuff we do on our birthday does not make us happy. Alcohol, random people we don't really like, food that makes us feel sick the next day. We don't need any of that. In fact, we don't need a lot of the things that we typically have in our daily lives. Our phones, our internet, our random acquaintances. Or distractions. Do you really like that stuff? Some of it you might, but on at least one day of the year, ask yourself, how do I really want to live? This is my life. We are celebrating our life on our birthday. At least that's what I'm doing. Yeah, I might have to go to work and meet people and do all this bull crap that I don't want to do, you know, in a lot of days of the year, but I force myself, I let myself just live in the way that I want to live on this one day. So, what do? Let's talk about that. Let's talk about Mike's birthday. Yes, and this will kind of give you a glimpse into what I value most, what makes me happy. One, let's talk about the people. People, I basically spend my birthday alone on 90% of years. I don't usually meet anybody. I don't want to meet anybody. I want to be with me. And maybe that's a weird kind of quirk in my personality where I find happiness. I find the most happiness in solitude. And therefore, when people are like, hey, Mike, happy birthday. Of course, we're going to hang out on Friday, on Saturday, on your birthday. Yeah. I'm like, no, I'm busy. It's my birthday. I'm staying home. I'm doing my thing. I'm like, what? You know, even right now, it's a Saturday. I'm 37 years old now. It's the last real weekend birthday of my youth. You know, I'm in sort of the twilight of my youth. 37, Saturday. I can go have a Saturday night out in the town. One last hurrah before I, you know, become old. Now, I'm sure when I'm 47, I'll still, it'll be the same thing again. I'm 57, it'll be the same thing. But yeah, I'm not drinking tonight. I'm not hanging out with anybody. I'm not going to go meet whatever person is trying to drag me somewhere where they want to go. No, this is my day and I know what works for me. I know how to love myself. I'm going to do those things and be with the people that I love most. Yeah, sure. If I was back in the United States, I would spend time with my brothers, with my sisters. Jason would be there. Justin and Corey and all of them, they would all be there with me. Yeah, I love that. I've got some other friends, you know, but they're not here. They're not here in Japan. So what do? You take the best people you got. You be alone. And yeah, later this afternoon, it's about noon right now, I will spend some time virtually with some of the people I do love, people I would like to spend my birthday with. I will listen to some podcasts. Virtually, I will be hanging out with Andrew Huberman and Duncan Trussell and Joe Rogan and James Altucher. I like listening to these guys. They make me feel good. I want to be with people like that. We could toss in a few more people, maybe Lex Fridman, Johnny Pemberton, Sean Stevenson. These are good people, and I would love to have a birthday party with them, but unfortunately, I just don't got such friends. Well, I do have some friends, but I'd rather the person I love the most here in Japan is me. That might sound sad, but I got a lot of love to give, and I'm going to give a lot of it. I'm going to give it all to me today, and hopefully other days as well, but definitely today. This is one day I'm not going to let be robbed away from me by the vultures of technology and society. I'm going to hang out with Albert Camus later. Dostoevsky will be there. I'll listen to their books. I'll read them. I'll think about their ideas. I'll imagine us all around a table, me blowing out birthday candles. Andrew Huberman and Joe Rogan and Duncan Trussell and all those guys will be there too. It'll be this weird kind of virtual birthday party that crosses space and time and reality. That's fine. It's much better to have a virtual imaginary birthday party with people that you do not really know, that are not really your friends, but that you would like to be your friends. And at the very worst, and not even worst, the very best, I don't know, you got you. Have a birthday party with yourself. It was 30 years ago, my 7th birthday. I remember my teacher had given me these giant flashcards. I don't know why they were so giant. Maybe because my eyesight was so bad, or maybe because, you know, kids like giant things. But I had these giant-ass flashcards that had the lyrics to Happy Birthday on them. Like it's hard to remember that song. But anyway, card number one, Happy Birthday to you. Card number two, Happy Birthday to you, okay? And then Happy Birthday to Michael. Happy Birthday to you. And I was walking around in the backyard, just singing Happy Birthday to myself. And I was happy. I liked it. I knew my parents and brothers and sisters were in the house. There's probably a cake waiting for me, probably some presents. But I do remember singing that song to myself with those flashcards, and I just enjoyed that. Might sound narcissistic or weird or something, but yeah, at least in those moments, I was enjoying spending my birthday with myself. And now I do that on a much bigger scale. But what happened later on in that day? Okay, now I remember my present. My present was, well, my big present. Yeah, my parents gave me too many. But my big present was this kind of little house, like a little giant dollhouse. I don't know what to call it. A shed, like a little wooden shed that I can fit in and walk around in. And it was like my little room in the backyard made of wood. And oh my God, I finally have my own space away from the chaos of, you know, this giant Mormon family. I was outside. It's my space, finally, you know, and my parents gave it to me. Therefore, they love me, maybe, you know. So it was a very good day. I loved it. I got the independence. But then the next day, what happened? They turned it into a doghouse. A little dog arrived. A puppy arrived. It chased me around, and it stole my house. And I hated it. I hated that dog, and I hated the fact that my parents just gave my birthday present to this shitty little dog. It felt like they were saying something like, this dog is more important than you. We love this dog more than we love you. And you go find your own space somewhere else. We're not going to give it to you. So I don't know. I probably don't need to include this story, but I don't want the kind of crap to happen to me today. I'm not going to, you know, go to some drinking party and imagine that, oh, I'm going to have my little clubhouse now, finally. All these friends and all these, I don't know, beautiful women and people who like me and all these great experiences are going to be in that house tonight. But then I go out and it turns out to not be such a great night. People are mean. Bad things happen. I feel terrible the next day. My beautiful little house gets robbed away from me. It comes crashing down. This dog is inside of it. I don't want this dog, little dog, living inside my house, my body, my mind. I want to be there. The real me, doing the things that I love with the people that I love. And I love myself, and I'm going to love myself today. So today's an alone day. Me, myself, you guys, yes, you guys, I like you. I don't know you, but once again, you're like these virtual people. I don't actually know, but if you're listening to this and you like this, I like you because I like people who like this kind of stuff. So I'm hanging out with you, even though I don't even know you. Maybe I will know you someday. Just like maybe, hopefully one day, I will be having a birthday party with Andrew Huberman and Duncan Trussell and the ghost of Albert Camus. I don't know. That'll be great. And hopefully you'll be there as well. So yeah, this is my birthday and I'm spending it with you guys, with myself, with all my virtual friends and doing what I love, what I want to do most. What's my favorite stuff? One is making this podcast. I'd much, much rather make this podcast episode, do this on my birthday than almost anything else. I also want to research and read and study and think. This morning I went swimming. That was totally fine. Yeah, I saw a few of my new friends, Taki, Michiko-san, Kayoko, and all those people double my age, but triple my heart. They're right there with me. Yeah, they were there. I talked to them. They don't know it's my birthday, but that's fine. I don't want to rub it in. How old are you? Oh, I'm 37. Oh,
I remember when I was 37.
No, they're awesome. And they're just as young as I am, or as old as I am, or whatever you want it to be. Anyway, yeah, what do I want to do? I want a podcast. I want to think. I want to study. I want to experience. What I don't want, I do not want my phone. I don't want my phone. It's not going to be there. What do I do on my birthdays? What I'm doing today? I take my phone. I never turn it on from morning until night. It gets shut off and put away. I don't care. I'm not letting it invade my life. Not today. Just give me one day without you. I don't want you in my life. Okay? So where do I put it right now? I turned it off and it's, I've got like a stack of rolls of toilet paper and I just kind of shoved it in that stack of toilet paper, which is very fitting. That is where it belongs. That phone belongs in the toilet. I'm not going to flush it down because that's not really, I can't really retrieve it after that. And, yeah, I unfortunately, as much as I would love to flush it down the toilet, I might need it later. So I'm just going to keep it tucked away in those cylinders of soft white sheets. What else? No junk food. I don't want this crappy-ass food that makes me feel sick the next day. It makes me feel foggy immediately. All this sugar and fried stuff. All this delicious goodies. Don't give me candy. Don't give me cake. Don't give me cupcakes. I might take it and I'll save it for another day. Or I might also shove it in those rolls of toilet paper. Well, I guess I could flush that one down the toilet because I don't really need to retrieve it. It'd be fun to watch, too, watching a cupcake just swirl down the toilet. How cool is that? That's, like, freaking awesome stuff. You spend your birthday flushing cupcakes down the toilet? Dude, amazing. What am I going to eat? Probably not very much. What did I have so far? I had a thing of natto. I had a cup of coffee because coffee makes me feel great. The natto makes me feel great. I had a cup of cacao. I love that stuff. I had some fish oil and vitamin D3. And I'm not going to lie, I popped a rhodiola. Oh, rhodiola is amazing stuff. It makes me feel really, really good. And it's a bit much sometimes, but it works for me. And I treat it as it's something I want on my birthday. I want it. It enhances things for me. I don't really feel a crash afterwards or anything like that. So yeah, I got some rhodiola. I got the coffee. Had a cacao. Went for a swim, went for a walk, got that morning sunlight, woke up whenever I wanted to wake up, there was no alarm clock. I wish I had woken up at like 4:30, but I ended up waking up at 9 a.m. I guess I needed it. That's fine. That's how it goes. Just imagine a whole day without your phone, without these people bugging you, without email. I'm not opening my email. I'm not opening up the internet. Well, I might need to upload this. I'll just kind of just toss it in there real quick without getting carried away, if that's possible. Now thinking back on the food, I'm very tempted to go out and get some of that Indian curry, get some naan and curry. I know, it's not the healthiest thing, but oh, do I love it. Oh, and that cup of chai. That's something I might do, even though I know it doesn't love me back as much as I love it, so I might actually just pass on that. On your birthday, do the things and be with the people that love you back as much as you love them, right? Do the things and be with the people that love you back as much as you love them. If they don't love you back, don't let them in. And this is really just a kind of exercise for how you should live every day of your life, if possible. Of course, we don't have such luxuries. We have to go to work and do all this crap that we don't want. But I think it could take at least one day or take 1 hour out of each day. You know, we're celebrating our birth, this sort of this pause that happens at the end of each year, celebrating, marking the day when we were born. But we can do this on other levels too. Like, we don't have to break down our life by years. We could break it down by months. So, for example, a specific day of each month can be your birthday. For example, in my case, my birthday is October 7th. So November 7th is also my birthday, and as is December 7th, on and on. So each 7th of the month is my day for myself, my Sabbath that I'm creating and doing and living in the way that I want to live, and not letting people or things, technology or foods or any of this stuff rob my life away. Because we are celebrating life. And why are we only celebrating our life once a year? And even on that day, we're not really celebrating life. We start doing things that kill us. We're really killing ourselves on our birthday, ingesting toxic substances, foods, people, chaos. We need a Sabbath. So even if you are going to hang out with your friends, and hopefully you've got great friends, in that case, this is no issue. But sometimes we spend our time with the wrong people, so choose wisely. But even then, take another day. Take another day each year, each month, and spend that time with yourself. Give yourself a rest. And we could do this every week too, okay? Okay, I was born on a Tuesday in 1986. So every Tuesday could be my birthday. Every Tuesday, I'm gonna just do what I want to do. I'm gonna live. Give myself 1 out of 7 days to live my life, not the life that other people want me to live, or they have to live for the future to get my food and my shelter and stuff. What kind of world are we even living in where we have to slave away just to survive? Yeah, I don't think we should get stuff for free, but to waste our life and never actually living even for a smidgen the time, that's crap. That's total crap. So just as I say, pay yourself first with the money and all that, pay yourself first with your time. I'm just not going to open my email today. I'm not going to have that phone in my pocket. It's not happening. People have to deal with it. And honestly, they don't even care. No one really cares about you as much as you think they do. Listen to the music you love, and if you don't like music, just don't even listen to it. What do you want to do? What would you do if you didn't have to do all that stupid stuff? Who would you be with if you didn't have to be with all these stupid people? What I'm going to do after this, and just the fact that I'm doing this on my birthday, I'm talking to you guys, I'm thinking this out, I'm making something. Even if no one else cares about it, I like it, and that's the whole point of your birthday. Do what you like, make what you like, forget about the others, forget about the expectations, forget about the future and all the success. Be alive, exist on your freaking day. Invite the beautiful other creatures and people in that deserve to be in there, and don't let the others in. Don't feel guilty about this. This is your life. You're celebrating your birth, and you're celebrating your life, and you're celebrating your death, because you don't know if you'll have another birthday. This might be the last one. What do you want to do? I'm going to go walk around after this. Just walk around and think. I'll have a pen and notepad in my pocket, and I'll write ideas down when I get them. Normally, I'd be doing this with my phone, making some audio memos, but I don't want that damn thing. I don't want it. Just, oh my God, a day without your phone. Oh, it's so good. Even just right now, it's only, 12 or noon or 1 p.m. or something, and I haven't touched the beast, and I'm feeling amazing. Yeah, swimming helped, the caffeine helped, doing this helps, but that does not. Mm-mm-mm. No. I do have another device I use, another old phone that only has Spotify and Scribd. I use Scribd for my audiobooks and Spotify for my podcast to listen to. And I sometimes bring that thing in, just download some stuff on it beforehand. And there's no internet. There's nothing else. There's no other apps. Whatever I can delete, I delete. And I just walk around with that and listen. That's also something I might do You know, listen to some of that Albert Camus. Oh, yeah. But yeah, just walk around in some beautiful place. Maybe something natural. Go to Osaka Castle Park. Well, probably not, because a bunch of rowdy-ass tourists and hooligans and people are there. I don't hate people, but I don't want these randos today. No, no, no. I would go to the hot spring, but it's not really what I'm in the mood for today. Probably because it's just still too freaking hot in Japan. Finally getting okay. Oh my god. If I could change my location on my birthday. Dude, go on a little trip. Make that birthday whole year. Go somewhere you actually want to be. Move somewhere. So yeah, the birthday is a great kind of reminder of reprioritizing your life. What do you want? Who do you want? What do you want to do? Where do you want to be? All of these questions. And I was just thinking too, like, we can also have a birthday every day of our life. Yeah, you probably can't literally spend all 24 hours doing whatever the heck you want. But what about, say, the actual birth of the day? The first hour of your day, the first 2 hours of your day. That's a little baby you. That's you just re-emerging back into reality. So what do you do? What can you do to celebrate your life in those first 2 hours? Don't touch your phone. Go get some morning sunlight. Drink some delicious tea or water or coffee or whatever. Listen to music. Meditate. That's also probably why I'm feeling pretty good right now. And you can probably hear it in my voice. Because I don't have my phone, because I don't have all these people and jobs and things happening, I sat here and I was just chanting and humming and meditating and singing, and they weren't actual songs. They weren't, I don't know what it was, but you know, just a little like oh my god, you must be so freaking annoyed. Just like whatever comes out, let it out, man. Feel alive. Oh god, yeah. Do some of that. Meditate, chant, sing, get wacky. Maybe I'll do a little Feldenkrais lesson. Yeah, I deserve that. We all deserve one of those. Maybe I'll buy another plant. Yeah, what kind of birthday presents can I give myself? I got this one little baby tree on my desk, and I love it. I love it. I love it. It cost me like $2, which is obviously a super good deal, but maybe I'll get like a, I don't know, another one. Give it a friend. Give myself another friend, a little plant friend. Heck yeah. My new birthday buddy. What else? What else do I want to do? It doesn't matter. I just want to feel alive. Feel alive today. No. And when I walk around with nothing in my ears and nothing in my pocket, just me, what kind of opportunities, what kind of people and things will I actually encounter? Who knows? That's exciting. I'm just going to wander the streets all day, observing, thinking, scribbling things down here and there, just being without a plan. I've got another secret little project I've been working on. It's not the podcast, but something else. And yeah, maybe I'll sit down and sketch up some ideas for that. Because that's what I want to do. I want to spend this first day of the rest of my life doing what I actually like. What actually is me. Or is at least going to help me become the person I want to become. Yeah, I will admit I did just sneak in a few minutes earlier and I edited a bit of the interview I recently had with William Porter, the author of Alcohol Explained. That's going to be the next episode, by the way. Yes. Dude, having some great conversations with these people. Oh, wow. That's something I would definitely do on my birthday. If I can just like schedule 5 podcast interviews and just spend all day talking to people, these new exciting souls, I would do that. That would be pretty awesome deal as well. Might be a bit tiring, but yeah. So how do you want to spend your birthday? Who do you want there? What do you want to put inside you? What do you not want there? What do you not want to do? Where do you want to be? Think about these things. And you don't have to wait until your birthday. You can do it tomorrow. Or you can create another special day for yourself. Just put it on the calendar and say, this is my day. You can do it as often as you want. It doesn't have to be a day even. You know, you say, okay, these are the 2 hours of the day where it's me. It's me. And I am going to be ruthlessly in love with myself. And I'm going to not give it all away. I'm going to pay myself first. I'm going to live my life first. And then I can start dishing out the rest to all the people scrambling for my time and energy. And oftentimes, they're not even the ones grabbing it. You're just giving it to them. You signed up for that job. You signed up for that Netflix subscription, which is actually pretty awesome sometimes, especially if you find some nice stuff like Black Mirror or Breaking Bad or something. Yeah, heck yeah. But oftentimes, we're just giving ourselves to the void, to death, to the Reaper, eating junk that does not belong inside of us, that robs us of our time and energy and brain power, hanging out with people who don't really want to be with, but we invite them out because we're bored and we're scared to do what we actually want to do because it's a bit painful or it's something new. Like, do you really want to make a podcast on your birthday? Do you really want to read and study? Do you want to even go to the gym? Maybe not, but you're going to feel a lot better if you do the things that you authentically were meant to do. Ideally, you'd be able to find some stuff that serves you both in the short term and the long term, but no pressure on yourself, not on myself today. I'm going to give myself the love that I would give the baby version of myself. Yeah, that's another cool idea. Think about it. If there's this little baby you, this little baby, what would you give him on his birthday? Would you feed him junk? Would you put some beer in his baby bottle? Would you toss him in a playpen with a bunch of rowdy little toddlers, little poop buckets who steal his toys, pull his hair? No. Give him some good friends, some good food. Maybe take him to the beach, sing him a song, sing together. And maybe babies can't do that, but whatever. Put him in, imagine this version of you at whatever age, 5 or 7 or 10 or 57, I don't, whatever's young. Whatever's this little cute little baby thing for you, take care of that child. Throw him a happy, loving birthday party. Surprise him with all these presents, gifts, and delights and things that you know bring him health, happiness, and growth. That he loves and you love. Love him. Love yourself. At least one day or 1 hour of each year. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Michael. Happy birthday to you. Oh, yeah. And thank you all of you for coming to my birthday party. It was really, really fun. The cake was delicious. Thank you for joining my birthday party. This was one of my favorite birthday parties I've ever had. No, I had some good ones. But this is one of them. Now I'm going to go outside, walk around, see what enters my day, is swimming through the entry portal to the rest of my life. Happy birthday to me. Happy birthday to you. Have a happy day. Have a happy life. Live it on your own terms, even if only for a few minutes, hours, days, weeks, or years at a time. Live your life. Give yourself a little bit of love. Today is your day. This is your life.